Blog Talk Radio.
You miss me? I miss all of y'all. Hey. All y'all girls standing together like that. Keep hey. Shaking.
Family, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Ashley Goodman, and this is the BYGP Locker Room Show. Tonight, I'll be speaking with husband and wife Kevin and Jenny Johnson Jordan. They not only were former UCLA athletes, they have now devoted their time in guiding current Bruin athletes by being mentors and chaplains serving the UCLA Athletic Department. Kevin was a standout wide receiver for the Bruins. At the same time, Jenny was a standout on the volleyball court. And I believe we have them both on. Let's get them. Kevin,
yes, you do.
Jenny, can you hear
Hello,
me?
Hello, Ashley.
Hello.
Yes, we can.
Hello.
Can you hear
Jenny?
Me? Hi.
I can. So I am so glad that we could get you guys, you know, into the locker room. And I know you guys just got back from an amazing trip. So welcome back to the space. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us, Ashley.
Good, good. So we are actually just going to get right into it. Now, this is really for both of you guys. And you know, you guys have had great athletic careers. And now you're helping, you know, young athletes as well on and off the court. Well, so tell us, speak to us about your childhood and some things that were instilled in you at a young age that you helped think that, you know, you took along with you to as an adult. And this can
go
either
first?
Way. Jenny, you can go first.
Okay. Well, I think for me, just growing up in a home where sports was a big part of our home life, I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like sports will always be a part of my life, but it really at a young age it started. And I think a couple of things that I was taught from a really early age was just to stay humble no matter what, and to not see myself, you know, as any better than anyone else, and to be a really good teammate. I feel like that was something, you know, that can be applied for not only in sports but in life, you know, to be a good mm-hmm. friend to people, to be there, support each other. And I really think that from a young age, my parents instilled in me just the desire to want to work hard and to give everything I have and to not be okay with even turning in homework that was not neat, you know, even then. Just really from an early age, just never settling for doing it if it's not your very best.
Yeah. And Kevin, what about you?
Well, I grew up in a home with three boys, and I'm the middle. I'm kind of sandwiched in between. And my mom and dad both, you know, they just pretty much told us, expected us really to be respectful of other people. And my motto throughout my young adult, actually my youth, was pretty much treat other people as you want to be treated. And that was pretty much something that was instilled within me, something that I lived by basically all my life. They also instilled us to just, honesty is the best policy. And that was something that that we pretty much lived by. And so those were some of the qualities that were instilled into me as a kid growing up by our parents, and obviously we had to make sure we did our best in school, and the sports element of it just kind of was bonus. But to be honest, to tell the truth and just be respectful to other people were some of the models that we lived by growing up.
Now, Kevin, how did you get, you know, involved with football? When did you start playing?
Well, I actually started when I was probably about 7. Again, I have an older brother, 2 years older, and he started playing football. And some of the other neighborhood kids started playing Boys and Girls Club. And so that really got me started was really my younger brother and I, we started playing at the same time as a result of that. So it was really more or less my mom and dad saw as an opportunity for us to do something that's productive, and it worked out pretty well for us. But the example that I had with my brother and all the older kids in our neighborhood growing up.
Did he go off and play college ball as well, too?
Yes, my older brother Al, he actually preceded me out here to UCLA, and so that's really, and I'm sure I'll get a chance to share some of that a little bit later, but yeah, he really paved the way for me to get out to the West Coast and kind of followed in his footsteps.
Jenny, tell us about, you know, if you in your younger days, did you have any struggles, you know, maybe in the classroom or just trying to fit in to a group of friends or anything that, you know, made life a little bit challenging?
I've been thinking about that. I can't really think of anything in particular growing up. I think it was probably around my junior year of school. You know, I played a lot of different sports growing up, and I love that part about growing up, being able to do different things. But as I got older, I started to specialize a little bit more, and I had never really dealt with injuries before. And then I would say it was my junior year of high school. I was actually playing a different sport. I was playing basketball, and I subluxed my kneecap. That was the first time in my life up to that point where sports was not a big part of my life. While I think a part of me probably welcomed the break a little bit, you know, I think it was a good time for me to take a step back and think about, you know, where my work is coming from, what are the things that are really important to me. You know, it kind of puts sports in perspective when it's taken away like that. So, I would say being injured would definitely be something that I felt like I kind of wrestled with during my high school years.
Now, did you think that made you a better athlete coming back, or, you know, mentally you were stronger?
I think it probably made me better in the sense that I think before I just kind of took it for granted. I just assumed I'd always be able to do it. And that was kind of a wake-up call to say, you know what, this is like a gift. You know, you don't, it's not just automatic that you get to do this, even if you have the talent to do it. So I think I definitely appreciated it more coming back from an injury.
Absolutely. Kevin, when did you realize you had what it took to maybe pursue football at that next level and play in college?
I started really thinking about that once I got into high school. My brother was, by the time I was ninth grade, he was a junior, and he started to get some attention from different colleges. We both ran track as well, so we got noticed through track and field as well as football. And so for me, it was seeing him going through the recruiting process and going through his recruiting trips and things of that nature. And then as I progressed, I think probably my junior year, and I excelled in track and field and got a lot of individual attention. And that just carried over into football. And so I started to feel like as I got closer that there could be a possibility for me to go on to college. But we didn't grow up at that time thinking about scholarships. It wasn't until my brother got a scholarship his senior year was that even something that was in perspective. I mean, we didn't even really know too much about scholarships at that time. But that's probably what I would pinpoint it to, that era when I was, you know, my freshman year.
Do you think it's important for athletes to not just specialize in one sport, you know, too soon, too early for, you know, those wide receivers, those DBs, the skilled players. Do you advise them to go out for track?
I would say yes. I mean, my experience was positive in that, you know, for us, for me growing up on the East Coast, we did football, and then during the winter months, we had indoor track, and then I transitioned from that to outdoor track. And so, you know, I don't think it didn't interfere with anything as far as me becoming a better football player. I think it enhanced it, and it just allowed me to take a break from football, you know, by me running track. So I would encourage that. I know things are a little bit different now where maybe that's become the case where coaches are probably wanting their athletes to focus on one particular sport. But I thought it was a positive for me to be able to do that when I was coming through high school.
Jenny, tell us, what advice do you feel young athletes don't hear enough to help them find success not only off, you know, on the field but off the field as well?
Well, I think there's so much pressure on youth these days as far as sports and, like you alluded to before, the specialization, you know, when they're really young and having to focus on one sport and all this pressure and scholarships. And, you know, I think it's so easy for kids to get their worth wrapped up in their sport. So you have parents involved and they want their kids to earn scholarships. And, you know, we have young kids, a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old, and our 12-year-old is getting involved with volleyball. And, you know, I see it. I see parents thinking about that stuff already, and I think, my gosh, you know, the pressures that some of these kids have, you know, I would just encourage them to just remember their worth is not in their sport and what they do. And, you know, as much as I love sports and I think it's brought so many positive things to my life, it's not the most important thing. And that, you know, the moment that we put more value and worth in that than other things that are really more important is, I think, when things can become difficult and stressful. And so I would just encourage them, you know, and I hope most of all that they would have the kind of support system around them that would allow them to be kids and to compete, yes, but keep it in perspective.
Absolutely. I think that's great advice because, you know, my background is within strength and conditioning, so working with youth all the way up to professionals, and I see that. I know you're an assistant volleyball coach right now, right?
Yes, at UCLA.
So, and within that, yeah, it just is amazing how much parents, you know, want to do. I understand they want to do as much as they can to help their child and everything of that nature, but sometimes the pressure, like you were saying, can be a little bit overwhelming.
Definitely.
So, Kevin, tell us, what do you find the most challenging, you know, when you were making that transition from high school to college? What did you find most challenging?
Oh, well, for me, I mean, you know, I grew up in Maryland, so I went all the way across the country to start college. And so number one was just getting over that homesickness, you know, just being on my own for the first time, which is, you know, it is exciting, something that I was looking forward to. But at the same time, you know, you leave them behind, family members and friends, and you're learning to live on your own. And so I would say, you know, for the most part, balancing the time with this newfound independence and freedom that's been given, learning how to balance that, you know, because you are now going into a new academic setting and learning how to manage that and also, you know, obviously the athletic part of it and adjusting everything kind of a notch up, if you will, in terms of what's going to be required of you. And I think it's easy to fall through the cracks if you don't have a lot of accountability in your freedom. And so I would say, you know, and then the social part. I mean, you're coming to a new environment, you're meeting new people, and you're trying to find the right kind of people to that's going to be a good fit for your goals and desires and things of that nature. So I think those are some of the challenges is just adjusting to and finding balance with that, your time, and to really learn how to balance your academics, your athletics, and your social life.
When did you feel that you had that balance? Was it your sophomore, junior year?
Yeah, I feel like I pretty much came into my own probably like halfway through my second year.
Okay.
And so, yeah, that really helped me. The first year kind of gave myself some time to adjust, so found my groove at that point in my second year.
Yeah. Jenny, what do you believe are some important factors, you know, that help you and you see other athletes as well stay focused on just staying on that course of doing what you need to do in the classroom, but also do well on the field or on the court?
I think the first thing is just to remember that, you know, if you are playing a sport, especially at the collegiate level, it really is a privilege. And I feel like a lot of times athletes come in now and they just assume they should be getting things, assume they should be doing things. And, you know, the mentality I feel like has shifted somewhat from when I was in college. We were just very thankful and to be where we were and doing what we were doing. And I feel like there's just a sense of entitlement now. And, you know, I would just hope that athletes would come in more with a sense of humility and a sense of wanting to serve their team and their athletic community and their school community and see that they can use the gifts and the talents that they have for more than just themselves, you know, that they can touch other people's lives, that they can have an impact on their campus wherever they are just because they play a sport.
And you're definitely not the first one who's you know, said that this generation has that, you know, mentality of it should just be given to them and in the entitlement, like you said. So I think that is coming across a little bit within this younger generation coming up. And I think you're right on that, you know, this is a privilege. It is not, you know, a right that you are given to for a scholarship and to have this time at this university. So yeah, I think you're spot on with making sure that they understand what they're getting out of this. Do you find, Kevin, when you were at UCLA, what was it that, you know, the reason you were drawn to your mentor and the football chaplain, you know, Mr. Harrison, what was it that you know, really drew him to you?
You know, well, one, I discovered that we both were on the East Coast. So he grew up in Maryland, close, you know, he went to school in D.C., Maryland area. So I think that immediately was something that we had in common. But I just think that at that stage of my life where I met our chaplain, Rod, it was like a year and a half into my college. I just think that I wanted more. I wanted more than just the academic and the athletic experiences that I was getting, and I didn't even realize, you know, how much the role that he played in my life, how much I needed that. I was just in a place where I just wanted to have a mentor in my life that will be able to show me, Lord, kind of how to do things. Really, from a spiritual perspective, that was a part of my life that I never really invested a lot of time and energy into. And here comes somebody who I connected well with, who was there for that very purpose, was to help invest in me and to be that person to answer questions that I may have. And, to, you know, my when I left home, my mom and dad actually got a divorce in high school. And so while I was in high school, and so I didn't really have a really close relationship after that happened with my dad, and we stayed in contact here and there. And so I think there was a void there where some of the you know, the main questions that you would probably deal with your father, I didn't get a chance to really deal with that because they divorced and then I moved to California. And so Rod was there to kind of step in that role, and to, even though he was just, you know, a season of life ahead of me. I mean, he just about 6 or 7 years older, but he was still old enough to be able to pass on some things to me that was very invaluable to me as I worked my way through college.
Jenny, did you grow up, you know, with religion being a big factor in your life?
Yeah, I was always present in my life. I mean, we grew up going to church, and our family was always very active in our church. But what I found out actually was that, you know, as I went off to college, that that was time for me to own my own faith. That, you know, I said I was a Christian because we went to church and because my parents said they were Christians, but
yeah.
I realized that that wasn't enough. That, you know, by being on my own in college, that it was time for me to crack open that Bible on my own, study it, and learn what it is that God had for just me. And so that was a big transition for me, a big switch in my mentality.
When did that take place?
Oh, right when I got to college.
Okay.
My freshman year, I came in, and there were a couple of women on the team who are Christians who, you know, kind of just stood out to me. And at that point, I felt like, you know, a lot of my life was going really well. I had great friends. I did well in school. I had a great family. But I realized that my spiritual life was something that I had not really given much thought to, my own personal spiritual life. So
yeah,
that really was the time for me to start doing that.
Kevin, was your plan always, you know, once you were done playing ball, was this always the direction you saw yourself was going this route and becoming a chaplain?
You know, there were some glimpses of that that was planted in my heart when I was coming through college, where, you know, just through my relationship with Rod and just my exposure to other chaplains that I had, I began to think about, you know, that's where my heart was, you know, and I started to see myself doing this one day, that when I was finishing playing football, that maybe one day that I would serve in this, but not really knowing a whole lot about what it entailed, but just knowing that it fit my profile and my heart, just to be able to come alongside individuals and just care for them and provide spiritual care and pastoral care for their lives. And so I knew that once I got my football career that it was over, I began to pray about the next steps. And ironically enough, that desire to become a chaplain wasn't really the first thing that popped in my mind. It was somewhat buried beneath the surface, but it didn't take long for it to come out. So it was just something that was inevitable, I suppose.
Do you work a lot with, you know, with guys that are maybe former college players or professional players that, you know, their days of playing ball are over and they're somewhat lost on what their next step is?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a natural transition that, you know, athletes go through. Maybe male athletes, maybe more so than females, particularly in those sports that the guys want to go pro. And so, you know, when that's over, it's over. So maybe, you know, of course, I gave a lot of attention to life after football before my college days were over. I didn't think that the NFL was guaranteed, but you still don't know really, you know, exactly where your heart is, what you want to do. It's still a tough period of time. And so I went through it myself. You know, it maybe didn't last as long as maybe somebody else's experience went through, but there is that season where you go through where you've spent most of your life at that point doing something that you love to do and you were good at doing and you invested so much time and energy. And now that that's over, you begin to wonder and doubt, you know, what is it that I can do that's going to equal this? And I think it's hard for athletes to begin to see that. And that's why I think it's important to begin the process now. Like, you know, one of the things that Jenny and I do is just begin to get to know, as we get to know the student athletes on campus, get to know who they are, you know, outside of the sport, and maybe even find out and help them discover and some of the other passions that they have in their lives, that usually you'll find that there's some other passions that student athletes have outside of their sport. And so that's the key, to try to help them identify that and to encourage them in those directions.
Now, before you guys, you know, got back to UCLA, you did spend some time with the Steelers. tell us your role within that organization.
Well, we were brought in to serve as chaplains for the organization by Coach Tomlin, and of course, the Rooney family approved the decision, and so we moved our family out, and so, you know, mostly, obviously, games that NFL players, it's on Sundays, and so we came in with the thought of basically providing pastoral and spiritual care for the organization, really from the coaching staff to the players, their families, their wives, their girlfriends, significant others. We were there to provide that kind of care for the organization. And so we served in that role for 4 years and enjoyed every part of it.
What struggles, you know, compared from college to pro did you find?
As far as my role?
As far as, yeah, your position, did you see a major difference working with professionals compared to being in the collegiate atmosphere?
Yeah, I mean, you know, these guys are a little bit older. You know, they're a lot more, they've had more time to establish their independence. In the pros, and so you have that coupled with the fact that this is now their livelihood, this is what they do for a living, and it's not just your normal job, it's a job that's played, you know, lived out in the media and all eyes are on them, and so I think dealing with some of those factors made it an obvious difference that, you know, they were on their own, they were accountable to do what they needed to do, they wasn't going to have a lot of people holding their hands to make sure that it gets done. And so for me coming in and for Jenny coming in, we just realized that, you know, we're going into an environment that's different in that, you know, for the most part, it's cyclical. I mean, you got your starters, you're going to basically be there, but you see a lot of changeover. And so we realized that we just have to serve as best we can to those players and their families as best we can. And then when they move on, the next person comes in, we try to do the same thing with them. So I just think at the college level, these guys are still a lot younger and they're still coming into their own in terms of who they are and how they want to live out their lives. And I think at the pros, they're a little bit more set. Not that they can't change, but they're a little bit more established in how they want to go about doing life.
Yeah. Jenny, tell us about what a day looks like for you and Kevin while you're on UCLA campus. What is, you know, when do you get there? Do you work with specific athletes or specific teams? How does that go about?
Every day can be different, but some of the typical things that we would do in a day is, you know, after we drop our own kids off at school, you know, heading over to campus and, you know, depending on what point of the season it is for me, I will be doing some stuff with the sand volleyball team and preparing for that. But as far as the ministry side of it goes, I'm meeting with girls one-on-one. We're providing chapels for teams. This past year we provided all the chapels for the women's soccer team who won the national championship last year, which is really exciting. And then and the women's basketball team, we did all of their home chapels and tried to find speakers for their away chapels and had Bible. We've been having a summer Bible study with the women's basketball team. And there's also a weekly meeting co-ed Bible study that goes on during the course of the school year. But then also, too, you know, it's just fun to be able to connect with the students, just have lunch with them or meet them for coffee or just, you know, do things that are kind of out of the normal routine. Or, you know, sometimes have them over at our house just to, you know, we have kids and the kids love being with the athletes, too, and spending time with them. And that was something that we loved as athletes with the Harrisons. We had that. They had four kids, and we babysat them and had, you know, a great time with their family. And, you know, a lot of these kids are away from home, too. So, you know, they enjoy that family atmosphere of being in a home. And so those would be just, you know, some of the things that would take place on a daily basis for us.
Are you working just with the women's teams, or are you doing both men and women's?
Me personally?
Yeah, you and Kevin.
Oh, well, yeah, I focus on the women. Oh,
you just focus on the women?
Well, for me, Kevin okay. does more than men too, but he
okay.
can speak to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kevin, you take basketball, you take football, and predominantly the male sports?
Yes, I mean, we wherever the Lord opens up doors for us in this second stint of our ministry on campus after coming back from Pittsburgh, and we saw immediate open doors with women's basketball and soccer, but football is obviously a ministry that I had for 10 years before we left to go to Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working with them and building relationship with the coaching staff with basketball and track and field. And so my desire, my scope, and our scope is to reach out to as many teams as we can. You know, we're obviously limited in terms of just being Jenny and I, but we also are looking to partner with some other chaplains on campus and work together with them so we could reach out our outreach to other teams. So, you know, we just try to serve and be faithful to where the Lord's opened up doors, but our heart is to really serve the entire department as best we can.
And I feel
so, Jenny,
like, too,
go ahead.
I feel like, too, just being a family, you know, there can be a more of a holistic ministry going on. You know, I think there's a lot
mm-hmm.
to be said when, you know, a married couple, you know, who's committed to their marriage comes around and it can hopefully be an example, too, for the men's and women's sports. So, you know, while Kevin may not necessarily minister, you know, disciple any of the girls one-on-one, he definitely has a
uh-huh.
presence, you know, as a man, as a positive male figure in their lives who's safe, you know, who can be an example for them as well.
And that's a very good point that, you know, some people don't have that image or that role model of a couple who's strong within individually, but they're strong together as well. So that definitely, you know, is a great point that you brought up. Jenny, what do you feel like you and Kevin, what is the ultimate goal for you two? I know you say, you know, to make the UCLA athletic department stronger. But what else do you have going on outside of UCLA campus?
You mean outside of ministry?
No. Outside, do you do a ministry elsewhere besides UCLA?
Oh, no. I mean, right now our biggest focus is UCLA, and it is, I mean,
okay.
the athletic community and the department is so big that
mm-hmm.
that definitely keeps us busy. There's not a whole lot of time other things. I mean, obviously, we do some speaking. You know, we'll do things of that nature or outreaches here and there. But for the most part, our focus ministry-wise is on campus at UCLA.
Okay. So then I'm going to end with this last question for both of you. What would be one piece of advice to parents or athletes that you would like, you know, to put out there that you feel very strongly that maybe – they're not hearing enough, or just that you feel that has helped you along your journey? Either one can go first.
I'll go first.
Well, okay, go ahead.
Oh, I was just thinking about that question and just how, yeah, I feel like one thing that my parents did really well, and I don't know if you alluded to this earlier in the interview, but my dad was very involved in sports. He won a medal in the Olympics in 1960 and in the decathlon. And so one thing my parents, I feel like, did really well with both my brother and I was they allowed us to be us. And it wasn't about their dreams and what they wanted and what they saw for us. They really allowed us to find our own way and to find our
mm-hmm.
own path and, you know, find our own sports even, you know. And they gave us the room to do that, and we never felt pressured or this need to perform because we were going to disappoint them. And I would say to parents that's one of probably the biggest things I would just implore parents to do is be their parent, you know, just be there and support them and allow their kids to find their own way and to find what they're passionate about and what they want to do, you know, in or out of sports. And mm-hmm. I just see so much of, yeah, these kids, this pressure to having to do it because their parents want them to do it or it's their parents' dream for them. And it's sad. You know, I just feel like, you know, God's given each one of us a passion, desire, and he wants us to find that and to use it, the gift that he's given us.
Kevin, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I would echo that. I would think about, you know, my parents growing up and the three of us, the three boys. Neither one of our parents were athletes. And, again, for us, it doesn't seem like it's that long ago, but it's certainly the era is different now in terms of what I feel like is pressure from this generation coming up. But I didn't have pressure. Neither one of my brothers did. My parents did not put any pressure on us whatsoever. It's just fun And so, you know, Jenny's already alluded to just encourage your kids to just be who God has made them and allow them to just excel, you know, to grow in their gifts. And I think for any athlete that's out there listening, and I think for me, balance has always been important to me. And for so long, I just thought I was just an athlete and just someone who just it's all about academics and athletics. And there was a part of my life that was neglect, and that was my relationship with God. And so I would encourage any athlete to tap into that they work to become a total athlete, and that not just growing academically and athletically, but to look to grow socially and spiritually as well. And that will help them become even more balanced in terms of who they are, and that what they do as athletes is just that, it's what they do, it's not who they are. And I think that's one of the biggest lessons I learned was that, man, you know, I'm a child of God, and that crosses any boundaries in my life that, you know, once my sport is over with, that doesn't define who I am. That's just what I did for a season of my life, and now I go on to do something else. And so that's what I would encourage athletes to do, to look for that balance in their lives spiritually.
Kevin, Jenny, thank you so much. That was some great information, and I loved all the input that you guys had, and I hope our listeners are taking in this information just as well as I am. But thank you so much for your time, and I wish you both the very best and good luck on everything.
Thank you, Ashley, for having us. We enjoyed being on the show and wish you all the best in the future as well.
Thank you, Kevin. Jenny, we will talk to you soon.
All right, yes. Thanks so much for having us. We had a great time.
Thank you, guys. We hope Kevin and Jenny coming on the show tonight gave you some great, great guidance for your own football and life journey. We have some great things going on with BYGP right now. We are holding a recruiting seminar August 9th in Santa Maria, California. So please check that out on our Facebook page Before You Go Pro for more information. If you have not gotten our company's book, Before You Go Pro, you definitely need to do that as well. It will be some very, very insightful information before you guys, you know, take that journey on as well. On Tuesday, tune in at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. We will be speaking with Dr. Lynn Owens. Dr. Owens is a professor at University of Montana. As well, she works with a company called Know Your Strength. Know Your Strength works with companies as well as athletic teams to help individuals know their strength and how to fully use their strength to reach their full potential on and off the field. I took the survey myself, and I got to say it was spot on and told me some great information on how to use my own strengths to find success. Should be an informative show that will help young players. This is Ashley Goodman signing off for BYGP and the rest of the BYGP team. Have a good night, guys.
You miss me? I miss all of y'all. All y'all girls standing together. I can't take it.